Rashi, in the bottom of Yudgimel Beis, bottom line, Man Tana, me who Ha'omer Ken, who's the Tana which says that Echol Echol Rishon and Echol Sheni is only passed even if he eats an Echol Rishon, his status is not a Sheni, which only creates a Shlishi, but his status is a Sheni, which only creates a Shlishi, not that it's the status of a Rishon. Pass is a Truma, but the Truma L'Sipsel Acheris Shuv B'Magoa, it makes the Truma non-usable, but it can't create any other tumor in something else. So that's referred to as fossil. And lamitam was a tumor. It doesn't make the tumor itome liush shnia to give it a status of a sheni. He taxer v'tifsel acherim, they would then go make something else non-usable. So the Mor says it's Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Eliezer says ha'echo ochor rishon nasuk uver rishon. He becomes the status of a rishon. Umatame is a truma liyus shniya, and the truma he would then touch would be a sheni. He tasks of a tifsul shlishi, and that would still make something else tome. If he eats a food which is a sheni, poisul ben umatame. Then he becomes a sheni, and he's only poisul. And the logic be like the Mor says, of the reason why it's the tekana was, because we're worried he'll have food in his mouth and throw a drink of truma in. So the real concern is based on the food in his mouth. Well, the food in his mouth is a rishon, right? So the food of his mouth is a rishon. So you have to be miyachis. What it's going to do to the liquid will be still potentially a sheni and a shlishi. So he gave him the status of the food, because that really was where the problem is, and that's where Yeshua came from. That's where Eliezer came from. I'm sorry. Kachuma can come a revi. So even if the truma would be a shlishi, even if it becomes a shlishi, theoretically it can generate tumah by kachim. Even though it's referred to as pasul, it's not which means not matama, something else that's not 100%. In the regards to the average scenario of truma, all this is a pasul. There are certain things which get a status of a pasul, and that's it. It doesn't go any further. We had in Saita, maybe it was. At least I told it to you over there, that Tzvuyoyim make something possible, that thing cannot be chayzer and make mimetama, it's possible, it's a weakened type of a thing, and it can't be mimetama even, kachim afterwards. Alright. Shlishi ain't a possible chumba b'mago. Shlishi would not affect chumba. Our kachim possible, it would affect kachim. In the first time in the Devar, the Mor Kulin explains Rabbi Eliezer's argument, like I just told you. And explains Rabbi Yeshua's argument, where Rabbi Yeshua is coming from. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Ha'imer ha'ochel ochel rishon havi sheni." So a person needs a rishon, needs a sheni, because that's the normal flow of tuma. We always have, it's matama something, it goes down one number. So that's normal. How is it possible to have an Echol Sheni make a Sheni? If Rabbi Yeshua's argument is you have to follow the normal procedure of Tuma, so a Sheni makes a Shlishi, doesn't make a Sheni. Even though Rabbi Yeshua agrees that in theory, he hears where the answer is coming from, because the concern is the food, not the person. But they didn't want to create something which doesn't follow the klali tuma. So the ochel, he eats ochel rishon, he has to become a sheni. If he eats ochel sheni, he would have to be a shlishi, which is an irrelevant point because it can't affect tuma. So the answer is v'hasam afarish taima mitzina shasheni ois sheni al yedei mashkin. There's a scenario where a sheni can create a sheni, Mishani touches the Mashkin, so Mashkin always becomes a Rishon. The Mashkin is the exception. So the Shani touches the Mashkin, it becomes a Rishon, and now that Mashkin touches something else, it becomes a Shani. So in an indirect way, a Shani made a Shani. So the idea of a Shani creating a Shani is not something which is totally unheard of and impossible. It's possible. So again, the goal over here wasn't really to follow. The goal was to make sure that the food shouldn't affect the mashka of truma, and the food over here is a shani, and it can affect the mashka. That's the problem is a real problem. Yeshua was not arguing on the problem; he's saying he wants to do it in a way which should fit the concepts of truma. The mashka afilo heim shniim nasim tchila. Mashka, even if it's really theoretically should be a shani, he's coming to touch it. Just second round tumor, it becomes a rishon. But I said, my God, sheni, and I'll test something else. It'll be a sheni. If I've got a miru, but sheni lasts a chalak yitzvah. So, but also we made such a type of a din. The sheni creates a sheni. Shlishi is sheni lekodesh. The oichel shlishi. I said, gufay sheni lekodesh. A person eats a shlishi, so his guf becomes a sheni regards to kodesh. Wasn't first time in the high oichel shlishi. What was the case of shlishi they were referring to? It was kulan shenasa al tarish chumma. Who case was it? The eighth kulan al tarish chumma with the rules of chumma. So which Chazal gave the imprimatur that such a thing is a valid way of doing it, and therefore it will have a case of kulan, which again is the din of a shlishi. It can become a shlishi. But the taros and tumah he ate hektish. Regards to kachim, the level of shmir which is required for kachim, all of this stuff is irrelevant. It's not a rishon. It's not just a shlishi. It's food which has not been had shmir, and we assume that it's tomei regarding kachim. So it can be matami kachim. Hechal shmir today, lav shmirihi linyan kachish. B'chashinim ba'ochel shlishi today duma rishon hu. Maybe really it's not only a shlishi, not only not a shani, maybe it's a rishon. So if it's a rishon, according to Yeshua, the person who eats a rishon will be a shani. B'chulun shenasal taras chuma, klarmer beizah kulan atam beitza oichol shlishi. B'chulun shenasal taras chuma. The case where you have oichol shlishi by chulun is only if it did al taras chuma. Tilchulin greater, Lewis Kachas, but Shlishi, those are things that Shlishi by Chulin in general. One part I'm not clear about, amongst the many things I'm not clear about, it sounds like that, in general, the Gemara says that Taurus, Truma itself, also is matam b'kachim, but it goes with numbers. So it means that we say that the shmira of chuma is considered a shmira in regards to kachim. It's a male, it's a valid shmira, so we deal with it as a shlishi. Not that we say, well, maybe there's a rishon, really. But there are some mishnayos which are mashmah not like that. It's mashmah that when you come to kachim, you say all bets are off. The person who dealt with chuma did not necessarily know how to. We don't say he was vigilant enough when it comes to chuma kachim. We don't know what this thing is. Maybe really it's a rishon. We don't know. So I did not look. I was planning to look into that, but if I had gotten up early, I would have. But I didn't. So I have to look into that still. Matamei gozer ba'adam ha'ochel shehei tamei. Why would the gozer that a person who eats it is tamei? Because afraid he's going to be eating. If we allow him to eat food which is tamei, so we'll have a situation where he's eating food which is tamei. He throws in a drink of truma upasalahu. What's wrong with that? But Torah is here. Ala truma l'shamer b'tar. You're mechuyav d'shamer b'tar. L'ksivas es mishmeres truma. You're not allowed to be matamid. The person who eats sandwiches tamei can't hang around truma. Someone asked the kasha, why it tells him that the scenario the other way around, drinking mashkin to me, maybe I'll be throw some food in. The more he answers, well, it's a hainu hachas, the same thing. It's a hoshkicha. Shadam shayse imachilase. It's common that a person who's eating will take a drink. I could have thought, shehe oichel im shdiyasa. But a person who's sitting down to drink, he's not necessarily going to eat. So, the gzeira, that while he's eating, he might take a drink, is more of a danger. Okay. So a person who goes Rosh Ruba into Mayim Shubim gets a din that he's tamei for Shum. My time goes to be Rabbanan Tum. Why did Chazal make this? Why did they make this Gezeru? Amar Bibi, Amar Rav Asi, Shit Betchilo Hayotayblim B'mei Moris, B'chunosim Musruchim. They were tribal in these caves, which we've seen, you know, they used the phrase, where that was where the water would gather, and it's mechunosim, the water is water which is stagnant. Surukim, it was putrid, it was, the water started to, it was smelly, dirty water. They would start washing themselves off afterwards by pouring water over themselves. Hishilu was some kava, and now made it an established rule to put this mayim shukun. So goes aleim tuma. So therefore, they regards to tuma. My kava. What was the kava that they did, which was all got them very nervous? Arbaya shayu armim lo elu mitaharim elu mitaharim. It wasn't just going to the mikvah, which is mitar, with the mikvah. Plus the Bayim Shuvim afterwards, which created the Tahara. That's the way I understand. Rava's going to ask, Amalei Rava, my nafkemino, ha katavli b'hanach. If that was what the people were saying, so they still knew they had to be tovel. So if they thought afterwards that you have to jump up and down five times, so what? You know, as long as they know that you have to go to the mikvah, they went to the mikvah. And afterwards, they poured Mayim Shubim on themselves, isn't the hate? So what was the concern? Ela Marab, Rabbi said, Shal Yarmim, Lo Eilu Matarim, Ela Eilu Matarim. Okay. That they started saying that the main thing was the Mayim Shubim, and then they said, you know, that really all you need is the Mayim Shubim, and we just do the Mikra part, because that's like a minig, because the Baba did it, you know. But we know the real thing is the Mayim Shubim. So he said, oh no, Mayim Shubim makes you tamei. So in the case of a person who was tamei and went to the mikvah and put Mayim Shubim on himself, he's now tamei again.
How much of a break do you need?
I think they assumed that after Har Shemesh. This way it would be clearly that the tumor went to all, that whatever, you know, that's his mom, which would be the end of the process of the Tahara, and now he's doing something else. It's like, I think so. Now the Mora says, Vator, so that's a Xera, which makes sense in the case, in the process we just said. Vator Shanofl al Rosha Ruba Shoshaluga Mayim Shubim. My time it goes to Berabon. Why they make a Xera, but there's nothing to be worried about over there. So Mora says it wasn't after Tefillah. So Mora says, "Think as though ha, look kind of ha." I mean, to say that there's a tumah which only happens after you go to the mikvah, but not any other time, people will not accept that that's true. That it's tumah. Tumah is tumah. Yeah. Certainly is one tshuva by somebody a while back. He said, you know, but so is there a problem? A person goes to the mikveh in Erev Shabbos, he wants to take a shower afterwards. Is he doing anything wrong? They said, well, first, this is a halacha, which is specifically regards to Hilchos Tuma for Truma, so, you know, it's not. Chazal didn't say you can't take a shower afterwards. You know, doing anything wrong with taking a shower. Chazal just said that you have a din of Tuma. So they didn't see that it's not problematic at all, Betzim, to do it. And then they made a cheshbon that Betzim, you're not Tomei in this situation. I don't remember what the cheshbon was. I would like to look it up, and I'll have to get back to you on that.
But I mean, how do we possibly say a woman goes to mikvah that it's not a problem?
That's what they said at the end of the shul, but that's not a problem. I have to look it up again and say why. I don't remember why.
But we don't pass on.
What?
It's not a problem.
I have to look it up. See Rashi. I was in Hayatayvelin b'meimor b'suchim mechanosim. They were tayveling in this water, which was. Because the water, it's the mikveh, which means it's stationary, so therefore it started becoming seruach. Sheesh ba mem, so there's 40 so of it, make shama rainwater, shame sherim, the chal tame, it's kosher for all situations of tumah, chutz mi zov, levadoi, exceed ve maim chaim. The only exception is that zov needs flowing water, he needs a spring. Or a river which comes from a spring. They wash themselves off with mayim shubim lahaber sirucha and a mikvah, take off the sirucha of the mikvah. Silo tevlim vaso shubim kava. They made the shubim now as an established procedure. For gozal shubim tuma. Therefore now they made it then tuma. The tami adam achet filosai timetame. The Maim Shuvim, the only thing it's Matame is the person who pours it over himself. It doesn't, the Maim Shuvim don't have it in Tumah that if they touch food, it's Tame. The only case that they would do that if the water touched the Sheretz, and the Sheretz, now the water is Tame, so it's Matame or something else. But there's no Tumah on the water. It's too much because of the procedure. Lo elo the mikvah levada matarim. So I said that they thought it wasn't just the mikvah alone. Elo matarim. The mitarv shahurgal hakol b'kach. Once they became used to this as the procedure. L'hayu yoydim shalahaber hazuma hayu hashuvim boyin. They didn't know that the purpose of the maim shuvim was to take away the unclean water, which of the mikvah, they thought el tzara's purpose is the mitar. Rabbi said, "My nafkalam minot kima shakul and tzayvul and tchilu b'mikvah." As long as keep going to the mikvah, my ichus lo on the rabbanon. Why would Chama be concerned? He must sawa hatzayvulin keva acher tchilu. That they made it said this is now established procedure. You must do. So rather, Rabbi said, what happened was they said not these, but rather elu matarim. Chashin and Dilma also the betulei taras mikvah. They're going to stop using the mikvah part. The tayvelin b'shuvim they'll be tayvel. They said, well, you know what? Let's just chop the whole thing and be tayvel and shuvim. The Torah Omra ach mayan ubor mikvah mayim yiator. What tor is the process of either a mayan or a bor, a cistern of a gathering of water, of rainwater, but not mayim shuvim. So that was a concern. My time holav la'acher tefila havoy. Why would they go around a person whose tor that got mayim shuvim on himself? That's not this scenario. So why were they worried about it? More said, they thought he loved the gozer afal a tor, l'tam gzera. Habo Acher Tvila. If it doesn't affect the person who's Torah, it only affects the person who just went to the mikveh, who is Tami, went to the mikveh. So people will not accept it. Dami Maishna Hai Mehai. What's the difference between the two cases? So they would not, so therefore they had to be Geyser on the Torah also.
So the fact that Maim Shuvah is possible, that's a good deraisa.
Now, what that means that it's possible, as Machlokes Rishonim, doesn't mean it's possible. If you take Maim Shuvah and you put it in the ground, is it possible? Some Rishonim say no. They meant Maim Shuvah that they have in the situation where they are Shouv. In other words, you travel in a big barrel. That's possible deraisa. But if it's in the ground now, and some say even if it's in the ground, it has to get there through the natural process, not that a person drew it and put it there. So that's the big Machlokes Rishonim. Okay. So now the Morse is the safer. My time it goes a bit up on it, back on the Gemara. The Morse says there were goes that are safer. Is Matame Shruma, one of the Chavdal Tzibur Kurdish. Matem goes with one of Tzuma. Omer Mesharshi, Shabit Tchilo, Hoyim Atzniyim, Es Erchlin, the Tzuma, Eitzel Sefer Torah, they're restoring the Tzuma near the Sefer Torah. Vabri High Kurdish, Vahai Kurdish. Feel that was proper to do, because Tzuma is Kurdish. It's holy, so you can put it next to the Sefer, which is holy. So they had their box where they kept the Sefer Torah and their Tzuma. Where it says that wasn't good. Kivin kachazu, the kachazu l'day p'seidu, gazi rebon and tzuma. While the mice, who liked the tzuma, were damaging the Sefer Torah.
We're talking about the Sfarim that are written in Kedin.
Galila, yeah. Okay. So that's why Chazal made a tzuma. See, the best way to convince people that you can't put the two together is by telling you that they're not the equal level of Kedusha and don't put them together. No, people are smart, you know, that they're not going to get involved in that level. They say, you know, it's Kedusha, Rabbi, you know, don't bother me with details. Well, it's Matamid. Oh, okay, it's Matamid, you know. Okay. Then, the next point on the braisa was v'hayadayim. There's a din tuma on the hands. The hands give metametrum. Yivneshai the yadayim askar yosei. Hands are constantly in motion. They touch parts of the Rashi. So Rashi learns. Rashi brings two pshat. His own pshat and he brings his revayim pshat. So the hands move around a lot. So therefore what? So we could understand it, therefore they're afraid that maybe at some point in time a person touched Tumah without being aware of it. Therefore they created a Tumah on the hands. Rashi says, Rashi says, for that possibility, the person's hands are moving around constantly, he's unaware of what he's doing, so the whole body is tummy. The midrash is also saying it's just the hands being tummy. Either the whole body is tummy or the whole body is tor. That only the hands are tummy, but the rest of the body is tor, it doesn't exist in the right level. So if what you're concerned is, because I always say, well, listen, you know, you never know what he touched. Well, remember what he touched, he's tummy. So Rashi says that's not the concern. The concern over here really is a different concept. The compelling issue here was not tuma. The compelling issue was, but the vehicle, the solution was a tuma. The problem was that the hands, it's not nice, it's not covered that the hands, which are dirty, mias, and you know, who knows what they've been touching, should be touching tuma. And they'll be mias the tuma. And next thing you know, that people will not want to eat it. And that's not proper to be tuma. Right? So the guy is putting his hands all over the place, inside of places which are normally covered, etc. They're dirty. And then he touches Truma, so it's a problem. He said, you know what, you can't touch Truma because your hands are Tommy's. You know, tell me your hands, tell me because his hands are dirty. He says, yeah, my hands aren't dirty. You know, I know how clean my hands are. You tell him that they're Tommy, okay, Rabbi says it's Tommy, Rabbi says it's Tommy. So they regards to a Tommy. Tani. Ava Yadayim Habos Machma Sefer Poses as a Truma. So now the hand touches the Sefer. So the hand touches the Sefer, the hand becomes Kitzadin of Tuma, and now it's Poses as a Truma. So the Sefer creates a Tuma directly to the Truma. Sefer should not really create a Tuma on the hands. But they also said that the Sefer creates a Tuma on the hands, and therefore the hands now can't touch Truma. Now, why they do that? So here again, we see that the goal over here wasn't to by Sefer, the goal wasn't to protect the Truma. The first Takana of Aruch Rishon, Aruch Sheni, Shaiskim Ashim Tumeim, Varosh Aruba Maim Shubim, all these were to protect the Truma. The Sefer, the goal was to protect the Sefer. So, that the hand should get a Tumah by touching the Sefer, what's the issue over there? It's also to protect the Sefer. Mishum the Rabbi Parnach, the Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yechon, and Ha'echa Sefer Torah Orem, is Nikvar Orem. A person who touches Sefer Torah directly with his bare hands, not through some type of a vehicle, a handkerchief, whatever it is, hands it up with being buried Orem. Where it says Orem, why should he be buried Orem? Amar Zera is Orem Bala Mitzvahs. I mean, like, you know, the issue isn't that he ends up, you know, being buried without clothing, the issue is that he ends up without mitzvahs. That's Taka problem. The Morris says, why? Why should he lose all of his mitzvahs? I mean, that's, you know, that's pretty heavy. So a person tried to give kavod to the Sefer Torah by rolling it, whatever it is, and he touched it, Orem, so he loses the schus of the mitzvah. He wasn't acting with the proper derekeres to the Sefer, so he doesn't get a schus for what he's doing. So a person actually says, a person takes Sefer Torah, the purpose of Sefer Torah was to learn from it. The Mitzvah used to be Ma'aver Seder from Sefer Torah. He says, if you know the Talmud, it's a hitter to be Ma'aver Seder from the Sefer Torah. We don't relate to the Sefer Torah like that, but, you know, we take out of the Sefer Torah and learn from it. I'm sure the Sefer Torah is very happy that it was learned from. That's what it's here for. But he has to treat it with the proper Derech Eretz. So the Gemara says, so they made a Gzeirah of Oichas Sefer Torah Orem the Yadayim which come because of the Sefer are purchased as a Truma. So people will not. So they'll see that there's a Tuma getting on their hands, and they'll keep their hands away from touching the Sefer. So Morris says, Hai goes a Bereisha. So now we have a Gzeira that Yadayim are. Stam Yadayim or Tomei. We have a Gzeira that Yadayim which touch a Sefer or Tomei. Which one came first? Morris says, Ilema, Ho goes a Bereisha. That if you're going to say that they were Gozer Stam Yadayim first, well, Kima the Hach Gozer Bereisha Ha Sulamali. If they were Gozer the Stam Yadayim or Tomei, so what would you need a new Gzeru to say that the hands touch a Sefer or Tomei? I mean, they're Stam Yadayim until you wash them. So Tosis says, you know, that the answer is very simple. In a case where he just washed his hands, he fulfilled the halacha of the Tilsi Yadayim, which removes the Tuma, and now he touches a Sefer. What's supposed to happen over there? That says it's Kasha. Since it's not that scenario is not very common, that immediately after the Tila he would go and touch, so they wouldn't be making Xer for that one case. So rather, what the order was, first they were gozer the Tuma by case of hand touching the Sefer, because of a paradox din, and then later on they added Stam Yadayim. Now the Gemara is a question that the Gemara says we find that Shlomo Melech was masakin the Tzilas Yadayim. In other words, the Tuman Yadayim. So what exactly did the Beis Shammai and the Yud Ches Dover do? That's a more kasha later on. No, correct. It was a separate issue. The question is, Now, the Moros Lashon of Af HaYadayim, it does sound like it means not only where it goes on the Sefer, there also goes on the hands which come because of the Sefer. So it means this is the Kana. Tosha says, one second. So it means there goes on the Sefer, which is the Yud Ches Dover. There goes on the hands, which touch the Sefer. And then there goes on Stam hands. And this all took place during the deliberations. You know, that's basically what happened. They said, you know, we got to protect the Sefer. They were sitting there on that day, Rabbi Yoim, right? So Rabbi Yoim, they're sitting there and say, you know, Rabbi Yoim, big problem we had lately with the Svarim. With the mice, yes, Swarm and Matame says, Rabbi Sai, we got to, you know, people in touch the Sefer Torah with their hands not right. Rabbi Sai, stam hands are a problem. Yes, Nimna Vagam. But the current this Tekana Yadayim Rabbos Machu Sefer was not one of the Yud Ches Dover. If you do the math, now who was Geiser, please, besides the main body, the main Sanhedrin of Klal Yisrael, which was sitting over there, you know, having this discussion, who in the world was Geizerit if not them? And it wasn't like, oh, good, so there's an exam which was made 5 generations ago by some Sanhedrin. It's not part of the Yechizdav, because the loss of the Morah sounds like it happened all now. So, how does that work? That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis comes along and says, that maybe you'll tell me that there were ghosts on the hands and not the Sefer, which is theoretically, because the Reparnus then is not, you don't need to be ghosts on the Sefer itself. So, yes, in the theory behind it, that makes sense, but in practical, people are going to relate to that very funny. That's something which Chazal wouldn't do. Say, the Sefer itself is totally Torah. If your hands touch the Sefer, your hands will come to me. You know, it's like Paradum. You know, they're not going to do that. You know, the Tosis leaves it with a question. So, Rashi, Lidei Pseida, the fifth white line. Achbor Matsuim Eitel Echem. There was these rats or mice, which were found commonly near the food. Mafsidim is the safer. They would damage the safer. Abu Chulan, the Chutzav Ligzer. The only place, so they would say the Sefer makes the Chuma Tomei. Why didn't say the Sefer makes the Chulin Tomei? Because nobody would ever put Chulin next to the Sefer. That's going to say. V'noigim b'psoroi, they touch the skin. V'mochim t'noifis, the dirty parts of the body. V'gana l'chuma b'kach, it's not the proper respect for Chuma. V'nimas lo'echlim, we're afraid that people will find it repulsive when he touches it with these dirty hands of his. So he says, you have to wash your hands. Rashi Pshat. Rabbi Seinul Meforshim Arabeim taught me the Pshat over here. Chashin and Shemen Nogu Yoda Betuma Benitma. Maybe since the hands are Asconius, you don't know what they touch. Maybe they're Tome. Because, as he says, in Kain Necha Shemen Nogu Ba'abatuma. Nimsarishan. So why do we say Yadayim have a din of a sheni and they're only postal truma? Why aren't they metame truma? You don't know what he touched. Maybe he touched an av and he's right. So they're rishonim. If they're rishonim, so he should make sheni and shlishi. Number one, void mashna Yadayim luchudaya. Why are you only worried about the hands? Because gufa nigzer leaves the truma shemen nago yada betuma. You don't know what he touched, so then he's Tomei, so now if his elbow touches Chuma, it should also be a problem. Why only his hands? If that's what we're concerned about, the solution can't be washing your hands. The solution has to be going to the mikvah. Because if there's tumah there, washing your hands doesn't take off the tumah. So that can't be what they're concerned about. So Rashi says the pshat is difficult. Okay. Say with our arm, person touched it with his bare hands. Ella should be done. Ayyadei mat pachas through a type of a kerchief, some type of a towel, or whatever. Morris says, which one came first? Ilay mahodes tamidaim goza bereish. They made the kind of tamidaim first. Hasulamali, what do you need it for? Hach minafke mechal tamidaim. How is this not part of tamidaim? Now Rashi sounds like he's coming to answer Tosis Kash. Tosis himself says that, you know, when a person washes his hands and wants him to see at das, he has to wash his hands again. So the Hagubla he's starting to go to use the sefer should act as a hesach das from the netila. Says Rashi, it sounds like. So why? How is this case not a case of stam yadayim? So he says maybe a case where he knows he wasn't mesiach das. So that's kind of being just washed and he wasn't mesiach das. That's lo shchiach. You can't say that regozu for that scenario. El hagozu bereisha the stam yadayim lo gozu nathilasin magad chuma. This they regozu this before they regozu at stam yadayim. They regozu on the. Yadayim, which tells the sefer that they have a din of tuma, and then later on the regards in stam yadayim.
Which again is the one that's not part of any tuma?
This din of yadayim abos machma sefer possesses the tuma.
This is before the.
Well, it wasn't part of. I don't know. Before after. Well, it's going to come out that it's before. So as it says, but it's a funny thing. So it means that was before that they made the gzeris sefer either, because the kind of sefer was one of the test over. So that's just the cheshbon. So it says very funny. So you have, it doesn't make sense that Chazal would say the hands are tummy, but the sefer was not tummy. And I can relate to that. Yeah.